showing, you know, our unselfishness is, you know, 100% of why we are successful as we are now.
Yeah, I believe it. Okay, so you're running down, and I wasn't sure, because you guys can hear each other sometimes. So he yells out, hey, and you just know, okay, that means Kyle. Yeah. That means an open three is
because when the ball changes possessions, like he's one of the first ones out. You know, I got out in front of their defense, and you said, like you said, it was two guys back. I think I had Mike Scott running with me. And,
I think so. Yeah.
You know, he said, hey, and I, you know, I just. Run around and through it, kind of right in stride.
Does the offense, does the half court offense you guys run, does it have a name or what's it?
Motion.
It's just called motion.
AKA controlled chaos. So everybody's moving, you're always moving, you're always cutting, you're always, you know, entry of the ball, you know, dictates the entire play. So, you know, we drill. You know, every day we have practice, you know, we drill in offense, you know, for 35 seconds instead of 24, because, you know, that's how much he wants the ball to move. He wants to get us to moving the ball, moving bodies.
You move the ball for 35 seconds? What's the explanation for that if the shot clock is only 24?
I mean, just getting in, you know, having a shot but getting a better one. You know, it's oftentimes you see, you know, a guy have a shot but he'll pass it up for even better one, like, we run sideline pick and roll, big, get it right there at the top of the free throw line, swings it to the corner, which is a very high percentage shot, but, you know, our guys are swinging one more right to the wing for an open three, so always passing up one shot to get a better one. And, you know, it just teaches you, you know, how to move, you know, for longer than you have to. Sometimes, you know, teams play really good defense, and, you know, it takes that last 3 seconds, that last second and a half to get a good shot, and I think 35 seconds is a great way to, you know, keep and stay moving no matter what.
Yeah, I think this team probably forces fewer shots than any team I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Is there, like, as far as just a guy taking five dribbles and then fading away or
something?
Does the coach say anything to the guys about, like, no, we don't want shots like that?
I mean, you know, we do such a great job of not even, you know, one of those shots. So his job is a lot easier, and then it's understood amongst us that, you know, we don't want guys coming down, you know, having the ball in the entire possession. Because if you take, you know, five or six dribbles on this team, like, mm-hmm. you just look so out of whack. Like, what is this guy doing? So,
right.
The thing is, two dribbles, get the mask, get rid of it. You know, find somebody, cut, get out of the way, you know. Just keep moving, man. You know, it's paid off, man. I mean, guys, I mean, all the shots are in rhythm. Like, we just shoot, like, in rhythm shots. You know, me, I'm a developing shooter, and, you know, even the shots I take, I feel like, you know, come off great.